欢迎大家来到美语训练班 I'm Donnie
大家好我不是王一如
那您是
我是杨林一如请假我来代班 Donnie 请多多关照啊
No problem 杨林 I'm sure you'll do just fine
希望如此吧咱们要先介绍这节课学什么对不对
That's correct 今天我们要讨论公司上市有哪些风险
Remember all those companies back during the dot-com bust?
听朋友讲一次糟糕的约会
Paul stood me up
聊聊锻炼身体时要注意些什么
I wonder why you're so tired What did you do last night?
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说小气鬼和白费力
But we always learn a new word before anything else, right?
没错咱们先花一分钟学一个词
Learn a word
We are going to learn the word
wind down. Wind is spelled W-I-N-D. Down is spelled D-O-W-N. Wind down.
Wind down 是逐渐结束的意思。美国总统奥巴马宣布今年七月开始从阿富汗撤军。他对全国人民说
It was the beginning but not the end of our effort to wind down this war.
这是我们逐渐结束这场战争的开始而不是结束。
The federal stimulus program is starting to wind down in the state of Wyoming.
怀俄明州的联邦经济刺激项目渐渐落下帷幕。
The party is winding down after 4 hours of craziness.
经过四个小时的狂欢后，派对渐渐进入尾声。好的，今天我们学习的词是
wind down, wind down, wind down.
Why would people ever want to let the party wind down if everyone's having fun? At my parties, the good times never end.
Donnie, 你可真是个 party animal. 我啊就不行，我习惯早睡早起。上个周末，我邻居家开 party, and it showed no sign of winding down, even at 3 o'clock in the morning. 音乐声、说话声吵得我没法睡觉。
That's no good.Did you tell them to keep it down?
I did, 3 times. 我去邻居家讲了三次，先是客气地说，后来啊，板着脸说，最后我几乎要报警了。可是啊，等我一走，他们就该干嘛干嘛，一切照旧。
Sounds like you've been beating your head against the wall.
用头撞墙，我看是差不多了。大夜里没法睡觉，真能把人逼疯。
Actually, to beat ones against the wall has another meaning.Let's listen and find out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第936讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我想去买辆新车，为了获得最好的价格，我带了一个朋友陪我同去。这位朋友很懂车，同时又很会砍价。结果在我挑好车后，这位朋友上阵杀价了。他把自己肚子里和汽车有关的知识都用上了。可是卖车的这位销售员也相当厉害，愣是不松口。我朋友说的嘴都干了，也没把价砍下来。这让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
Beat one's head against the wall. Beat is spelled B-E-A-T. Head, H-E-A-D.And wall, W-A-L-L. Beat one's head against the wall.
To beat one's head against the wall, 意思是白费力气，徒劳无功。因为汽车销售员不愿意降价，我这个朋友花了好长时间讲价，可是
All she managed to do was beat her head against the wall.
她完全是白费唇舌。在下面这段话中，一个遇到感情问题的女孩很希望挽回男友的心，但她这样做是不是有用呢？我们来听一听。
My sister hasn't had much luck with relationships lately. She dated a guy for a couple of months, but he broke up with her and got back together with his old girlfriend. My sister couldn't get over it. She spent weeks thinking about what she could have done differently. Why bother?I hated seeing her beat her head against the wall.
这段话是说，我妹妹最近感情生活颇为不顺，她和一个男人交往了几个月，但是这个男人却提出分手，和他的前女友复合了。我妹妹怎么也放不下，几个星期以来，她总是在想自己当初是否做错了什么，导致男友离开她。其实何必这样呢？她完全是在浪费感情，我不想看到她这个样子。
在感情问题上，最忌讳拖泥带水，苦苦不放手。男友的心不能挽回，就当作两人有缘无分吧。继续浪费时间，只可能错过真正适合自己的人。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My sister hasn't had much luck with relationships lately. She dated a guy for a couple of months, but he broke up with her and got back together with his old girlfriend. My sister couldn't get over it.She spent weeks thinking about what she could have done differently. Why bother? I hated seeing her beat her head against the wall.
小时候，家长老师常常教育我们说，要不怕失败，百折不挠，还总用科学家的事例来鼓励我们。虽然最后我们很多人都无法成为科学家，但是相信大家在追求自己梦想的过程中都会有一些意外的收获，就好像下面这个人。
History is filled with examples of inventors who were beating their heads against the wall. Like the pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, who was frustrated when he couldn't find a cure for a headache. Then he created something accidentally that made him world famous. Coca-Cola.
这段话是说，历史上有很多在开始时白费力气走进死胡同的发明家，比如美国乔治亚州亚特兰大的一个药剂师，他一心想发明一种专治头疼的药，可是怎么也不能成功。就在他为此感到沮丧的时候，却意外地发明了一种饮料，并为此而变得世界闻名。这个饮料就是可口可乐。
不光是可口可乐，橡胶、青霉素、不粘锅等都是人们在无意中发现或者创造出来的。所以有时候当你一再失败的时候，
You're not necessarily beating your heads against the wall.
你并不一定是在做无用功。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
History is filled with examples of inventors who were beating their heads against the wall. Like the pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, who was frustratedwhen he couldn't find a cure for a headache. Then, he created something accidentally that made him world famous. Coca-Cola.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 beat one's head against the wall, 意思是白费精力，徒劳无功。中国人说不撞南墙不回头，所以这个 to beat one's head against the wall 就是撞了南墙也不回头了。
Correct. 所以说是白费力气。 However, sometimes when other people think you're headed towards a dead end, they might be wrong.
有道理。就拿我来说吧，上大学时我施展个人魅力，坚决要让系里最帅、最聪明、最受欢迎的男生做我的男朋友。
And people thought you were beating your head against the wall?
没错 ,but I proved them all wrong. 后来啊，我发奋读书，坚决要考到全额奖学金，来美国牛校读书。
And people thought you were once again beating your head against the wall, right?
没错 ,but I proved them all wrong again. 后来啊，我跟大家说，我要两年内挣到人生第一个100万。
Oh, and you proved you were not beating your head against the wall, right? 杨林，你真牛啊，你。
这个，不好意思，这次失败了。
唉，没关系，我看好你哦。
行了，咱们继续听节目吧。下一个单元，梅雨怎么说？
梅雨怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
当你在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是 Jimmy 要问的，抠门。
Hey, nice suit, Jimmy. You clean up nicely.
怎么样？我收拾收拾也挺帅的吧？
You're going to a business dinner?
对，我和一个朋友想做生意，要和投资人谈谈，可我那朋友特抠门，上次见投资人时去的麦当劳还 AA 制。对了，抠门怎么说？
He's cheap? Yes, you could say that. You could also say he's a cheapskate. C-H-E-A-P-S-K-A-T-E. Cheapskate.
Cheapskate? 抠门的人。My friend was such a cheapskate.
Yeah, I can't believe that investor is still interested in working with you after your partner was being so tight-fisted.
哎，你说 tight-fisted, tight 是紧的意思， fist 是拳头，所以 tight-fisted 就是手紧，舍不得花钱咯。
Correct.
还好 my tight-fisted partner changed his mind. 我那吝啬的朋友想通了，今天我们要请投资人吃顿大餐。
That's nice, but don't act like spendthrifts. Spendthrift is spelled S-P-E-N-D-T-H-R-I-F-T. It refers to people who spend money like crazy.
Oh, spendthrift, 指花钱无度、大手大脚的人。我原来有个室友， he was totally a spendthrift. 他女朋友多得数不过来，每个都向他要特贵的礼物。
Ah, that's a textbook case of a spendthrift attracting gold diggers.
Gold digger?
Yeah, it refers to a woman whose primary interest in a relationship is material benefits.
Oh, 那就是拜金女呗。
That's right. Let's see what you've learned today.
第一，抠门可以说 tight-fisted, 小气鬼则是 cheapskate. 第二，大手大脚花钱的人是 spendthrift。第三，拜金女是 gold digger。
Donny， 你说要是我勒紧裤腰带做 cheapskate， 不大手大脚的花钱，不当 spendthrift， 我那个100万的目标是不是能快点实现啊？
I guess so, but you're a woman, and women love shopping, so...
也对，节衣缩食，什么都不买，太难受了。要不我当个 gold digger? 找个有钱人当我的提款机？
也不能不讲感情啊。
这倒也是。再说，无数的电影小说都在教育我们，男人靠不住啊。
也不全是吧？
怎么不是？你听听下面这个梅雨三级跳吧，又是一个不靠谱的男生。
梅雨三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出梅雨三级跳节目恋爱单元的高级课程。
Kevin set up his friend Emily on a date with another one of his friends.Today, Kevin and Emily are meeting to talk about how the date went last night.
So, how did your date with my friend Paul go last night? Don't you think he's a really great guy?
Unfortunately, Kevin, I can't tell you anything about Paul.
Why not? You didn't like him? I was sure you guys would be a good match.
Actually, Paul stood me up.
Aw, man!
Paul stood you up? You mean he never came to the date?
Nope.I waited for a full hour, and he never came.
Huh? Stand someone up? 这不是指放别人鸽子吗？这么说 ,Kevin 的朋友 Paul, 他让 Emily 白等了一个小时，太过分了。
No doubt about it, Winnie. It would be bad enough if Emily and Paul didn't get along. But it's much worse that Paul didn't even show up for the date.
就是啊，真不知道 Kevin 他要怎么解释呢。
In the next section...Listen for the phrase, go out for drinks, which means to go to a bar and drink alcohol.
Really? Are you sure you were at the right place? Maybe you were confused about where to meet.
No, he suggested we go out for drinks at a bar downtown, and he gave me the address. I wrote it down on my calendar, so there's no way I was at the wrong place.
Well, I guess Paul can be a flake sometimes.He says he's going to be somewhere, and then he either forgets about that appointment or decides to do something else instead at the last minute.
I can't stand flaky people, so it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Professor Bowman, Kevin 说 Paul 有时是个 flake, 那是什么意思啊？
Winnie, flake is a slang word to describe a person who is not reliable. Also, you can say someone is flaky.
Oh, flake 就是那些靠不住、说话不算数的人。这种人怎么能做男朋友嘛？
Yes, flaky people can be really annoying. In the next section, listen for the phrase pickup line, which is a set phrase men use to introduce themselves to women they don't know.
So what happened? You just sat at the bar by yourself?
Oh, it was terrible. I pretended I was writing text messages on my phone to look busy, but all these guys kept coming over and giving me these lame pickup lines.
Oh, no. What kind of pickup lines?
Oh, you know, they would pretend that we had met before as an excuse to introduce themselves.
Emily 真够倒霉的耶，很多男人过来跟她搭讪，而且他们的 pickup line 搭讪的话都很老套，比如啊，假装以前在哪里见过啊，哼，现在谁还会相信这种话啊？
Winnie, in the next section, listen for the phrase to blow someone off, which means to show that you are not interested in talking so that the person goes away.
Oh, to blow someone off 就是表现出没兴趣，好让别人走开。
Wow, that sounds really awkward. What did you do?
Well, I kept trying to blow them off, but it didn't work. They just kept trying to talk to me and ask me out on dates.
I guess men don't have that problem when they go to bars alone. Usually women don't try to hit on them like that.
Exactly. Sometimes I wish I were a guy so I could go to a bar and just enjoy my drink and not have anyone bother me.
哎呦，这些男人真烦呢。Emily 不理他们，他们还没完没了地搭讪呢。
Well, Winnie, you know, a lot of people would like to have Emily's problem.
Well, I'm sorry your blind date was such a disaster. How can I make it up to you?
I know. I'm going to find the weirdest girl in the world and make you go out on a date with her.
Oh, no. 为了要惩罚 Kevin, Emily 要找个世上最奇怪的女孩，让 Kevin 跟她去约会呢。
So, Winnie, the lesson of the story is...
别随便给好朋友撮合，否则啊，后果自负。
看吧 ,Paul stood Emily up, 放了 Emily 的鸽子，害得 Emily 只能坐在那里假装发短信。The date was a total disaster.
Well, I have to admit, standing people up is not cool.
对啊，太不靠谱了。
But the date wasn't a total disaster because a lot of guys tried to chat Emily up. That means she's very attractive.
哎，你说的好像也有道理哦。看来很多事都是有好的一面，也有不好的一面。说到全面看问题，咱们来听听下面的礼节美语，看看公司上市的利与弊。
礼节美语。
公司老板 Jerry 召集手下 Lisa 和 Ken 开会，商量公司上市的问题。上市有哪些风险呢？ Ken 说
Well, the day we offer stock for sale is the day we will see how much faith there is in our company. If people don't think we're very valuable, they won't buy our stock.
Well, I think I see the wisdom in Jerry's logic. I see our company as entering a transitory period.We've done very well so far, but if we want to see serious growth, it might be time to ditch our old business model and go public.
Ken 说，公司上市能看出公众对他们公司是不是有信心。Lisa 觉得 Jerry 主张公司上市融资，增加公司规模的逻辑有道理。
I see the wisdom in Jerry's logic.
他觉得公司是应该进入一个转型期，放弃原来的商业模式，改为上市。Lisa 用的
ditch is spelled D-I-T-C-H. Ditch.
Ditch 是放弃、抛弃的意思。Ken 说
Yeah, maybe, but I have my doubts. Remember all those companies back during the dot-com bust? They made their IPOs, and a short time later, they were history.
That's true, but don't forget, some of those companies made a killing.
Okay, let's say we make a decision to go public. What kind of price are we thinking about charging for our stock?
Ken 表示自己还是持怀疑态度。
I have my doubts.
Ken 提到的 dot-com bust 是指1995年到2000年期间的网络泡沫，结果大批上市公司都成了 history， 形容某人或某事是 history， 成为历史，意思是过气了，再也不重要了。但是 Jerry 也说
Don't forget, some of those companies made a killing.
别忘了，其中很多公司都足足捞了一大笔。
Make a killing.
意思是取得巨大成功，尤其是指赚了很多钱。如果真要上市，每股定价多少呢？
I don't think there's a lot of appetite for adventure in the market right now. People are looking for either a good deal or something safe. I think we should offer a good deal and not make our initial price too expensive.
That's probably wise. But Jerry, have you really thought this through? You would essentially be giving up the company that your great-grandfather built.
Jerry 觉得现在市场上大家都在找上算的或是安全稳妥的股票。
There isn't a lot of appetite for adventure.
没有多少人愿意去冒险，所以 Jerry 建议股票定价不要过高。Lisa 同意 Jerry 的看法，又问 Jerry 是不是考虑清楚了。
Think something through
是仔细考虑的意思。Jerry 会不会动摇呢？我们下次继续听。
看来公司上市虽然可能使企业发展得更大，但弊端是如果股票没有人买，公司会 lose a lot of prestige， 颜面大跌，甚至可能 become history， 关门大吉。另外，从个人的角度看， Jerry would have to give up the company his great-grandfather built， 失去对家族企业的控制权。
风险和机遇总是并存的嘛。That's why people spend time weighing the pros and cons before they make big decisions. Preparation is key.
对，准备工作要做足。不要说公司上市这么大的事儿，就说咱们下面要听的体育美语里讲的这个跑步，也需要恰当的准备工作。
Let's listen.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick.I can't run anymore.
Yangchen, we've only run a half mile. We have 4.5 miles to go before we finish.
What? 还有四个半英里。
I wonder why you're so tired. What did you do last night? Shopping again?
Yeah, Macy's had a great sale. 大降价。
But that still doesn't explain your terrible performance today, Yangchen. Let me ask you a question. Did you stretch before the race?
Nope.
Did you have a meal with plenty of carbohydrates? C-A-R-B-O-H-Y-D-R-A-T-E-S?
碳水化合物没有。I didn't eat anything.
I can't believe this. Okay, so did you have any water or sports drinks before the race?
Yeah, coffee.
You did everything wrong. Everything.
Uh-oh.
First of all, your body needs...carbohydrates, or carbs, for the energy that you will use to run.
下次跑步之前我要先补充点 carbs, 吃块面包。
Okay, and also you drank the wrong liquid, Yangchen.
Why?
Your body needs to be hydrated,、H-Y-D-R-A-T-E-D. This means having enough water.
Uh-huh, 保持水分。
Yeah. Coffee is a diuretic, D-I-U-R-E-T-I-C. R-E-T-I-C. So it actually makes you dehydrated, which means you don't have enough water in your body.
Patrick, I'm not going to quit. 前进!
Let's stop today. You're totally dehydrated. And how many cups of coffee did you have today?
I had 5.
I think it's time to go to the hospital, Yangchen. 救护车!
原来啊,运动前要 stretch.伸展筋骨，要补充 carbs 碳水化合物，还要 keep your body hydrated， 让身体里有足够的水分。这么麻烦，我还是当 couch potato 沙发土豆吧。
嗯，可是做沙发土豆会变胖，身体素质下降，那还怎么赚100万呢？
有道理哎，我得想想。
你先想想吧，今天的节目时间差不多了，这一期的撰稿人是小北。编辑是魏然，同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜拜。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目婚礼单元的初级课程。 John 和 Carmen 订婚了，两人商量婚礼该怎么办，可是发现彼此的想法大相径庭。
That's right, Winnie. Carmen wants a traditional wedding, but John wants to get married in Las Vegas.
Carmen, I have a great idea for our wedding.
Me too. I want to get married in a small church in my hometown.
What? That's so boring. Let's get married in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? That's the last place I want to get married.
John 想要去拉斯维加斯结婚，这也不错啊。我听说啊，很多名人都在拉斯维加斯结婚呢，人们还会找模仿猫王的人来主持婚礼，载歌载舞的呢。
Yes, but where does Carmen want to get married?
Carmen 想在自己的家乡找个小教堂，举行一个 traditional wedding, 传统婚礼。不过啊， John 觉得这种婚礼太没意思，很老套。哎，对了， Professor Bowman,Carmen 说拉斯维加斯是 the last place she wants to get married. 这是什么意思啊？
That means it is the worst choice. For example, I like to have fun on the weekend, so doing my homework is the last thing I want to do.
好，我明白了，就是最差的选择是你啊，最不想要的。
Carmen, you know I love Elvis. Getting married by Elvis would be a dream come true.
For my darlingI love you, and I always will.
My parents are very religious, and I don't think they like Elvis.
We could get married by someone else. What about Michael Jackson?
John, I think you're missing the point.
原来 John 是猫王的粉丝，所以啊，他的梦想就是到拉斯维加斯找个假猫王来主持婚礼。
That's right, Winnie. But what does Carmen say?
Carmen 说自己的父母是虔诚的教徒，不喜欢这种搞怪的婚礼，而且啊，他们也不喜欢猫王。谁知道 John 说，那就请个假 Michael Jackson 来主持婚礼吧。
That's why Carmen says John is missing the point. It means he doesn't understand the important part of what she said.
Oh, miss the point 就是没抓住重点，没说到点子上。Carmen 其实并不在乎找假猫王还是假的 Michael Jackson， 关键是啊，他不喜欢拉斯维加斯婚礼的形式。
I know, if we get married in Las Vegas, you can choose where we go for our honeymoon.
I don't care about the honeymoon. Go to Las Vegas for your bachelor party.
Really? You won't be mad if I have a bachelor party in Las Vegas?
Of course you can have your bachelor party wherever you want. You will just need to find a new fiancé.
John 为了要说服 Carmen 开出了诱人的条件，那就是如果啊他们在拉斯维加斯结婚，那蜜月地点就随便 Carmen 挑。
Too bad Carmen says she doesn't care about the honeymoon.
对啊， Carmen 啊并不买账，他还说 John 如果去拉斯维加斯办 bachelor party 新郎的告别单身派对，那他就要和 John 说拜拜呢。
What do you think, Winnie? Will this marriage end in divorce?
只要 John 遵守婚姻的至尊法则，我想他们肯定就不会离婚。
What is that?
绝对服从老婆大人咯。
But Carmen, when we got engaged, you said I could help plan the wedding.
Of course, honey. You can help me plan our wedding in a small church in my hometown.
Okay. Married life is going to be great.
So Winnie, where do you think John and Carmen will get married?
看来啊，他们真的要在 Carmen 的家乡举行婚礼了。John 说，在他们 got engaged 订婚的时候 ，Carmen 还说让他帮忙策划婚礼呢。原来啊，这婚礼的大主意还是要 Carmen 来拿。
Sounds like Carmen wins. What kind of a wedding do you think they will have?
我们下次接着听就知道了。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。